Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It's with a sense of victory and not defeat that I'm suspending my campaign activities.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has indefinitely suspended his presidential campaign and is now withdrawing his name from the ballot in the battleground states. He says that's to help former President Donald Trump, but it's not clear what impact it will have. Support for Kennedy dropped after Vice President Kamala Harris became the Democratic nominee, and polls suggest most voters who abandoned him in the last month decided to back her. Kennedy's name will likely be on the ballot in most of the other states. Meanwhile, Trump is hinting he'll back out of the September 10th debate with Harris. Though Trump agreed to the face-off on ABC, he's accusing the network of bias and says he'd much rather have it on NBC or Fox.
I think it's disgraceful, and I think ABC is a disgrace. I think having Donna Brazile sitting on that panel, and she's the one that gave the answers and the questions to Hillary Clinton before a debate, I think ABC is really should be shut out.
Next month's debate was initially to be the second face-off between Trump and President Joe Biden before a poor debate performance led to Biden leaving the race. After Harris took his place, Trump agreed to meet her on the 10th. Trump's special prosecutor Jack Smith is appealing a ruling by Judge Eileen Cannon dismissing the former president's classified documents case. Cannon says Smith was illegally appointed because of how special prosecutors are funded. Smith is arguing his appointment follows a structure, including funding used in previous cases. Legal experts have questioned several of Cannon's decisions, many of which favored Trump, who appointed her to the bench. Several GOP members of Congress expressed frustration with the investigation into Trump's attempted assassination at a forum hosted by the Right Wing Heritage Foundation. The House approved a bipartisan probe led by a panel of House lawmakers. Florida Representative Corey Mills says it's moving too slowly.
If this was to have been conducted correctly, then July 14th, we would have had immediate subpoena to get the security plans, comms plans, the motorcade operational plan, the actual counter-snipers range fan data cards, and started questioning the individuals independently.
Florida Republican Representative Laura Lee is one of those on the investigation and was not at the Heritage event. She reviewed the site of the shooting and says that provides a better understanding of the security failures.
For many of us, it raises more questions than we came here with today because we can see it's not a large place. We can get a sense of the area and just how close these buildings were to that stage where President Trump stood that day.
Nevada lawmakers are considering changes to the state's election law. Though most proposals are minor, a divisive bill would allow former felons to become poll workers. Douglas County Clerk Treasurer Amy Bergens thinks that's all right.
I know a lot of people that have a past that they're not necessarily proud of, but they have changed their life. And so I don't think we should hold it against them what they did.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're two different.